WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today we're diving into a topic that can feel like a never-ending loop, negative self-talk. Ever notice how that inner voice can be a real downer sometimes? You know, the one that whispers doubts, amplifies mistakes, and makes you question everything you do? Trust me, I get it. We've all been there, stuck in that spiral of negativity. But guess what? It doesn't have to control us. Modern Stoicism gives us some incredible tools to quiet that inner critic and build a more resilient, positive mindset. Ready to ditch the drama and upgrade your self-talk game? Let's do it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from the grip of negative self-talk. First up, recognize the pattern. This might sound obvious, but becoming aware of your negative thoughts is the first step to changing them. Pay attention to those inner voices. What are they saying? When do they pop up? Are they triggered by specific situations or people? Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate and manage those negative thought patterns. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a smoke alarm going off in your house, right? It's the same with these negative thoughts. Acknowledging them is crucial. Second, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept every negative thought as fact. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or fears, not facts. By questioning them, we can start to see them for what they are, just thoughts, not necessarily reality. Third, reframe your perspective. This is where Stoicism really shines. Remember that you have the power to choose how you respond to situations. Instead of focusing on the negative aspects, try to find the positive or learn from the experience. When things go wrong, and they inevitably will, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this as an opportunity for growth? Fourth, focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens in life, but we can control our reactions and our thoughts. Dwelling on things outside of your control just creates unnecessary stress. Instead, focus your energy on the things you can influence, your actions, your attitude, your choices. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and experience moments of doubt. It's okay to not be perfect. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and compassion, especially from yourself. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're preparing for an important presentation at work, your heart is racing, palms sweating, and that pesky inner critic starts whispering doubts like, "What if I mess up? Everyone will think I'm incompetent." Sound familiar? Instead of letting those thoughts consume you, take a deep breath. Remember what we talked about. Recognize the pattern. It's just your anxiety speaking. Challenge those thoughts. Do you really believe you're going to fail? What evidence do you have? Reframe your perspective. Focus on the opportunity to share your ideas and contribute to your team. You've prepared well, trust yourself, and remember, even if things don't go perfectly, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. So there you have it. 5 powerful tools to help you silence that negative inner voice and cultivate a more positive, resilient mindset. Remember, this isn't about becoming some superhuman who never experiences negativity. It's about learning to manage those thoughts, choose your responses, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Keep in mind, this journey is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that every small step towards positive self-talk is a victory. Now go out there and rock your day. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend who could benefit from these insights. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, you are stronger than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.